did. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
These things happen.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Little dribbler. Devers has to come home and save. Game over. Pirates celebrate. Giants want a challenge. We'll see, but for now, the Pirates have scored twice in the ninth and beat the Giants in come-from-behind fashion.
Oh, boy.
Man, That's a old boy and good morning to your partner. I'm done trying to figure out this team. I'm done.
Oh, I think we can figure them out. We're not going to like what we find out, but I think we can figure it out.
How do you blow that game? How are you 0-4 against the sorry-ass Pirates?
Well, let's just take the one game last night, because you can't do anything about the three last week. Yeah,
which was a sweep.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you...
Baseball has spoken.
When you make the moves that Buster Posey made at the trade deadline.
Yes.
And then you blow a game because of your bullpen, and you've traded away two of your key relievers, you're going to lose a game like that. So what do you just say? We all agree, and it's not the end of the world, but... That loss is on Buster Posey. Sure. Clearly.
I get your overall theme of that takes, Donnie, but the bottom line is these are grown. And this is what I've realized. I'm not going to be in more pain than Giant fans, than the players are. They tricked that one off. And it started in the first inning. Oviedo, Steiny coming back from Tommy John surgery. He was begging to go to the showers early. Five of the first six Giant hitters reach base. And then you get two strikeouts from Chapman and Lee. You get two runs, but you should have got five. And I know you could be like, come on, Goo. But the bottom line, I'm sitting there eating my spaghetti last night, some good Mia spaghetti, Steiny. And I thought to myself, this game's over. 4-1.
Why would you think that, though?
Because the Pirates are hapless, and you owe them. You owe them like you did the Mets, but it's kind of a microcosm of what their season is. Then there's miscommunication between Ramos and Lee. Ramos takes a ball that's not his and allows the runner to get the third. Little things. And then Rodriguez, I'm going to just keep this real, Steiny. What's the hardest thing to do in sports?
Hit a golf ball.
Well, get the last three outs in a Major League Baseball game.
That's what it is today.
And Rodriguez, as phenomenal as he's been, he's done it, but he hadn't, that wasn't his thing. He comes in right before. So he had a bit of the yips, and he hits a batter with two strikes, and he paid for it. And I love Devers. I'm not going to blame Devers as they're having tryouts at first base, but a couple of his balls to the plate were Cheech and Chong, a little high. But that's neither here nor there, Steiny. You got to win that game if you're trying to make a third wild card. San Diego lost to Arizona, so you could have got a game. I'm just like, this is who the Giants are, man.
Well, it's who
Buster... I ain't blowing no gasket.
Well, you shouldn't, because it's who Buster Posey acknowledged they were.
Real quick, Rodriguez has been automatic.
Well, not as a closer.
Well, in there. Okay.
I mean, it's a completely different role.
Yeah.
It's like a guy who goes from a sub to being a starter. I mean, you gotta adjust. But like the one thing,
and he hit a batter too, man.
He did.
Yeah.
With
two strikes.
To me, a game like that.
Talk to me.
Like I understand they traded Rodgers, they traded Duvall, they traded Yastrzemski, and the idea, I think, was kind of go halfway on selling.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that, well, you know, the team hasn't changed that much and we could still theoretically get it going. And of course, these guys are going to play hard. They're professional. But this is when there's something missing. Mm. This is when a clubhouse, to me, full of, you know, some veteran players, they know. Like, they got the signal from Buster Posey.
But that doesn't mean you can't excel.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What if I told you that?
Break that down.
Because as much as you can self-motivate, the reality of the situation is you now know that the front office doesn't believe you're a playoff team. And because of that, they made the moves that they made. And everybody in the organization knows where they are. And you're under 500. You're in ninth place in the National League. And I think that in baseball and in a lot of sports, reality sets in and you look around the clubhouse, especially if you're a player like Chapman or Devers or Adamas, and you've been on winning teams.
Yeah.
This ain't it.
Well, then, Dustani, I'm not mad at you. Let us know how you feel. But the bottom line is, you know, you go to New York and you win two or three coming after the trade deadline. You're thinking, okay, yeah, we took a hit to the bullpen, but Rodriguez is more than capable, we hope, of being a closer. And again, this goes back to not just Rodriguez. You know, you had McCutchen down 0-2, and then you end up walking him. I believe he was down. You had him down 0-2. But the bottom line, Steiny, is if the Giants don't make the playoffs, and it looks like they're not, I'm at peace with saying they earned it. They earned it. You know, you got swept at home by the Pirates. You got them up 3 runs. You only can muster up 2 runs in the first. You figure if you can get that one knock, you get 4 runs, or you maximize, you know, what the baseball gods are giving to you in the first inning. And you blow that game, and yeah, you didn't lose any ground, but you did. And we told Dibs this yesterday, or you told Evan, you lost another game, you know? So now you're still at 6, but I just couldn't believe the Pirates were celebrating after sweeping you at your park the way that went down. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more we see of the Giants, the more we realize that, you know, they've still got a lot of work to do. I mean, they have a lot of work to do, and they're going to have to figure some things out in the last 50 games. And it's who's going to close for them next year? Who's going to be the first baseman? Is it going to be Devers? Is it going to end up being Eldridge? Has Casey Schmidt earned himself the right to start at second base next year? What about the outfield? How many of those guys are keepers? How many of those are everyday players? And then you even get to the starting rotation. And
Verlander was great. We hadn't even mentioned that.
Right. What is that? Okay, so you want to bring Verlander back next year?
I don't know.
Exactly. So I think they got issues with the starting rotation in terms of they've got to figure out who's going to be in this. Like, who? If I ask you right now who's going to be their starting rotation next year, knowing that, you know, there may be a guy they signed.
I got 3 names for you. Roop, Ray shouldn't go anywhere if you're trying to win, and Webb.
Okay.
Who's on the bump tonight.
And I'm not sure that's good enough.
But so much of this season, it was, Donnie.
It was. It was good enough for about 3/5 of the season. But I just think that I don't think you can make the moves that Posey made and then just, okay, I know we gave up 2 of our best relievers, but we still expect you to go out and compete and try to challenge the Padres. Mm. Well, if you really believe that, you wouldn't have made the moves that you made.
All right.
So now you're asking them to make a move on the Padres when you're undermanned. And you look at a game like last night and, you know, Seymour gives up a home run.
And he's been doing that lately.
And you don't have a closer. You're trying out a closer. Mm. That's what you're doing with Rodriguez. And you got to live with some of these losses, and you're going to have to be okay with them, because there's guys on this team that aren't proven, and they're going to have some ups and downs. And last night we saw, you know, Seymour didn't get it done, and then Rodriguez didn't get it done, and you end up losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates for the fourth straight
time. And Seymour gives up a walk, then the shot to Sawinski. I'm going to say this because I'm feeling it right now, Steiny. And the bottom line is, again, I'm not being greedy. They got two runs in the first inning. I feel like a team that's clicking, that has clutch players, you get that hit and you may get him out of there sooner than later, the Pirates pitcher. I am wondering moving forward, because this has been the story with the bats all year long, how many clutch dudes do they really have with the stick offensively? Because it's – and I'm even putting Devers in that as a giant. Rafael Devers is a giant. How clutch, you know, is he? And are these guys, because we're seeing Chapman, every time we've seen a scenario to where Adames has been up, Chapman's been up with the game on the line, and it's, you could go down the list and you could say, oh, Goo, you're being sometimey, you're nitpicking. No, but that's been the story. This team just cannot get the big hit, either to put the game away or take advantage of a situation that another team has given you, and you don't make them pay. There is no payday for this team with the sticks. And last night, yeah, they were stuck on four. Steiny, I thought that was enough. And apparently it wasn't. And now you're right. You're having a tryout at first base, and now you're having a tryout at the closer position. And I just assume Rodriguez, oh, no big deal. He'll, you know, nothing to see here. And I was wrong for that. So just to hear you echo what's real is now he's the closer. It's a different life out there in the ninth inning trying to get those three outs. Now, I will say this real quick to Bowmill. You ran him out there for basically two innings, and a couple weeks or a month ago, you said you don't like sending letting Rodriguez get two inning saves, and you did it again yesterday, and it blew up in your face. So I'm asking Melvin, why would you get – it's four outs, but it's just one extra out. But still, that goes against what you said you didn't want him to do.
Well, technically, I don't think he pitched two innings, right?
Well –
because they threw the guy out at second when McCutchen was up. So,
but the theory, you know what I mean. It's like, come on, Bowmill. Not blaming you, but you're using them like you said you didn't want to use them.
Well, that's what happens when you trade two of your better bullpen pitchers. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll talk a little more about the Giants and where they are, and really what the goals may be for the second half of the season. Got to get into 49er training camp. Specifically, we'll get into some Juwan Jennings news.
And you got a situation at home we got to get to.
Yeah, that's right. I do. You know, maybe I'll bring that up on the other side.
All right.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Safeway.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, you wake up in the morning, you're in a good mood, you got a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
You shower up, you get ready, you get into, you start getting excited for a day of work with Daryl the Guru Johnson, and then...
hey, be careful now.
And then you get a text from your daughter.
Now, that's what it's all about. That's what life's
at
about.
At 7:04 in the morning.
I love you.
Should I tell you what the text said?
Please.
7:04 this morning. Get out of the shower. Can you please stop eating the chicken in the fridge that I make in advance for myself and pack in my lunch because I work all day today? This is the second time now that I look in the fridge and all the chicken I make for myself is gone. Like, it's so frustrating.
Oh my. Dude, how did you respond to that? Because was there a name on it?
Take the high road.
Because it's community, Evan, chicken or food in the refrigerator with no stickers on. How would you know she did that?
So what I do in cases like this is I take a deep breath and I implement my own 10-minute cooling off period. In other words, I don't answer immediately.
Yeah.
So I gave it a few minutes, and of course, I'm such a tough guy. I said, I'm sorry. I thought that was for everyone. My bad.
Dude, you took the high road. Because at least your family's not, they hide food from me. And then when I find out that they've hit it, and I'm like, oh, I just say it out loud. But Steiny, are you supposed to know that was for her if there's no sticker on it? Well, or hey, Dad, I've meal prepped. Please leave the chicken alone.
Yeah. So
I'm on your side.
I texted her mom, and she's not around. Yeah. And I said, we got a little crisis here. I ate Mary Page's chicken. And you know what she said?
Tell me.
Yeah, I heard.
Word travels fast. Steiny, you didn't eat her chicken. It's community if it's in the refrigerator. Oh.
Then, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Then, of course, I did buy it for her specifically and showed it to her as for her.
Okay, but how do you have the manual for that?
Well, then I didn't take a 10-minute cooling off period after that. And I said, I was supposed to know that. Gotcha. All right. Yeah, okay. I was supposed to know that some of the food in the kitchen, in the fridge, I can't have.
Wow. No on the chat's calling it chicken gate.
There was no... No.
Was it raw or was it prepared?
It was cooked. It was in like a Pyrex.
Evan, you have roommates. You're not.
Could have been a leftover. I thought it was a leftover.
Why do I feel like Evan's saying you might be wrong?
I don't like Evan in this.
There was no sticker on it, E.
This is a classic situation of you guys are parents, and I'm more of a kid at this stage of my life. And I completely understand why Mary Page was peeved. By the way, this was not the first time.
Which is an error on Mary Page's part. She should have communicated, Pops, you ate my chicken.
Right.
And it wouldn't have happened.
She gave you the grace period. She had a 10-minute cooling off period. And then she responded the second time you ate her prepared
meal. Stanley, I'm with you. I wish I could talk to his Uncle Goo. Yeah, you didn't label it.
She didn't curse you out, by the way. She just said it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
And at least they didn't hide it from you.
That took every ounce of self-control. And then, of course, just so everybody can come full circle, naturally, about an hour ago, of course, because I'm such a tough guy. I'm such a disciplinarian. Yeah. I don't stand for my children disrespecting me. Of course, I wrote, hey, do you need me to get some more chicken after work today?
That's great.
You know, I haven't heard back.
Yeah. Dude, forget Evan. I'm totally with you, man. And then what hurts me for you is it happened and they didn't notify you. Had I got the first memo, it wouldn't have happened. But it's just when you open the refrigerator, it's like the earth is your turf. Whatever you see without it being labeled is yours.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
So you're going to stop and get some chicken on the way home, though?
If she says, please.
Because it sounds like it ruined her lunch and day.
What about my day?
Well, you ate.
Somebody said Venmo or some money. You know what? I'll Venmo or some money.
I'm proud of you, Steiny.
Why?
Well, because you took the high road. You recognized your fault, and you did what a good father does, which is try and be better.
Dude.
Just come back with some chicken.
Somebody said I'm stealing more chicken than Brandon Ayuk.
Dude, look at you. The regulator on the chat says the fact that Goo agrees with you shows how wrong you are. That hurts. Coming at me early. The fact that I agree that you were not wrong, you were right.
Somebody saying
you weirdo
didn't...
out there says that's how wrong you are. Oh
my God. Somebody saying you didn't cook it, so don't touch it.
Oh boy. Hey, stop now.
You and me are lockstep here.
That usually means something's off.
The other thing is sometimes, not all the time, but frequently, when her mom goes out of town, she'll cook some meals so that we'll have them for the week. And so I just figured.
You're super right.
That's what I thought.
Well, that's another strike against you is the person who usually cooks is not in the house. So it could have only been one person that made that chicken.
Can I be honest, though? I'm different than most of our listeners, okay? I live with a family. All right, a family. So you guys live with roommates. That's the difference. Like, I get it. Roommates, you know, you got to look in that fridge and say, well, maybe Jimmy's Pop-Tart. But anyway.
I'm with you. And you bought the groceries if you want to get technical.
We don't know that.
You know what I mean.
Anyway.
Yeah. Keep your head up, baby.
Now I'm...
yeah, keep your head up.
Now she's mad at me. And I can't... And then that ruins my whole day.
Never go full Jeff. Goo, remember, if you didn't prep the food, you don't eat it. I don't...
What? Well, I would never eat any food then.
Or at least just check. Oh, like, man. Whose is this?
Is that what
Can
we got to do?
Some?
Oh, Evan, no.
First of all, she was at work all day yesterday, so I couldn't have asked.
Maybe that's why she made the chicken.
Right. But Evan, last thing, how's he supposed to know?
That's what I mean.
Text,
really.
Hey, Dad, I get the text. Can you leave the lasagna alone? So I'm like, oh, whoa, okay. But no notification. You snooze, you lose.
I agree.
Come on now.
And this is the result.
Yeah, you got to do something for
it. There's consequences with every decision in life, Steiny.
All right, I'll vet
people are
somebody.
Asking, was the chicken good at least?
It was good. It was good.
There you go.
And I finished it.
There you go.
Oh, boy. All right, let's get back to the Niners.
I'm turning into you with the Niners, man.
What's the matter?
You always say is the this last season was offseason was so filled with drama, even though I think that's hogwash. Now we got this Jennings situation. And Stoney, I believe the Niners got a right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. We heard a sound from Richard Sherman here shortly. Is this Jennings thing a distraction or drama? I don't even know if they know.
Well, let's go to Kyle Shanahan first.
All right.
This is yesterday. He was asked about Jennings, and I believe the questions included on this one. Take a listen.
Same thing with his calf.
It's definitely health-related, not business-related.
You can ask him that, but he tells me it's his calf, and the calf shows, so it's got to be delicate with those calves.
Why don't you guys are laughing? Evan's
That's kind of funny.
I don't like it, though. He's yeah. making a... Like, I like Kyle, but he's telling you, you got to go ask, because what I'm led to believe is his calf-related, but you got to go ask Evan? That's telling you what you need to know. Man. I'm just saying, I ain't trying to make up drama. And he did request a trade, allegedly, and then he said he didn't. He's missed 6 practices in a row.
That's not good. That's not good. Richard Sherman. We got that. Want to play that Richard Sherman sound. And this is from...
The Richard Sherman podcast.
There it is. The Richard Sherman podcast. He thinks maybe there's more here than meets the eye. Take a listen.
Just looking at it objectively, knowing what you know, you say, okay, Juwan Jennings had this injury, and calf injuries are nagging, and they take a while, and you don't want them to come back, because once they come back, you got to sit three, four weeks anyway. So I understand the patience, and hey, we're gonna take our time, we're gonna make sure we get it right. But from the outside looking in, when you make those demands, it could look like you're holding in. And so I'm glad Kyle Shanahan got ahead of it and said, hey, now this is an injury. We understand. We're all on the same page here. And I respect that. That's how you put fires out. I think they're going to have to do something. I think they're going to have to appease him. And I think once they do, there might be a chance that he's back in practice that day. I don't know. It kind of seems that way, though.
All right. So that's Richard Sherman. Basically, more than intimating that this this injury may have something to do with the contract.
So let me
simple.
Ask you this. Is his calf hurt or not to you with what you got in front of you?
I think his calf is hurt a little bit. A little bit. Yes.
Why not just stand on business?
What do you mean?
Like, why the gray area for the team and the player, why not just say what it is? If I don't get a new deal, I'm not coming to practice.
Because he doesn't have to do that.
But you're kind of doing it anyway because it's 50-50.
Well, you're assuming.
Depending on who you listen to.
Well, you're assuming that he's not hurt. I'm not assuming that. I'm assuming that he's probably hurt a little bit.
No,
I don't know how
Stoney,
much.
I'm just going off. I'm giving him the BOD. It just sounds like nobody's 100. Even Kyle, you got to go ask him if he's playing the game or not in regard to if it's legit injury, that's all.
Well, do you really think, and I'll ask Niner fans this too, at 888-957-9570, do you truly believe the Niners don't know whether it's an injury or it's a contract issue?
I do believe that.
Kyle told me,
it's in flux. It's 50-50. That's why Kyle doubled back and said, go ask him. I'm assuming he's truly hurt.
Yeah.
But the fact that he had to add that caveat of you got to go ask him lets me know he's not 100%. And I don't know if that's good.
Well, which part? That he's not 100% or that he's trying to get paid?
That the coach doesn't know if he's gaming the system. And it could be both, Donnie. Some could be up with the calf, but he's kind of milking it.
Well, okay, let's say he's milking it. He's still not milking it to the degree that Brandon Ayuk milked it last year. I mean, he said he was not 100% as he was going after a contract extension. And I feel like this is what happens when you've given money to a lot of players in the past.
I was about
and
to
now
say everybody.
It's the next guy up. I guess what I'm asking you is this, and Evan was and I were talking about this a little before the situation, before the show. If I asked you, well, how's Juwan Jennings going about getting a contract extension? You okay with it?
Up until this point, I was, but now I do have questions, and I do have questions, Stani, as they prepare for their first preseason game, and Jennings supposed to be wide receiver one until further notified. That I didn't know he'd missed six practices in a row. Like, I guess what I'm asking, Stani, is I would like some clarity, and I think that might be Kyle. Hey, Richard, Juwan, what's really going on? And Juwan could be like, Coach, I'm really nothing here.
Well, I'm sure. I got to believe that Juwan Jennings is telling the Niners, you know, I got a little, as Bob Fitzgerald would say, hitch in my get along.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still only August, early August, so I don't want to push it.
But if you get a deal today, are you out there tomorrow? That would signal to us, okay, it was.
And that
Rich
would
intimating.
Yeah, and that would signal to me that another guy just went in and said, you know what, give me more money, and they gave him more money.
But, Stani, it's not a position of strength right now, as is for your ball club.
But that, well, okay.
All right. I look at the Niners.
Okay, so
even if he's healthy.
What's the 49ers' deepest position right now? Would it be okay if, let's just say linebacker is their deepest position? So it would be okay, like if a linebacker holds out, we're not gonna take care of him because we're sitting pretty at that linebacker. Well, like Jennings has been a part of your team for a while now.
And you want to do right by him, right?
Yeah. So
I guess we'll find out.
This is like the Joe Lacob situation. They could just give him more money and he'd probably be in here in a day or two.
No, it is just interesting, though, when you think about it. And I'm just going off of what was reported. Player A requests a trade if he doesn't get a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Jennings shows up, okay? That's half the battle. Then we find out he didn't request a trade. And then me from afar across the street, Union City, it's kind of weird. But okay, I'll take it at face value. And then now this thing grows, and just me, I've been giving him and the Niners the benefit of the doubt that this thing was legit. But then when you have a former player that's been with the Niners talk about, yeah, now it's kind of iffy, and Kyle says you have to go ask him to get more clarity, I guess what I'm saying from afar, Stani, you could define that as somewhat drama.
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan
is not saying they're not going to win or have a bad season, but here we are again.
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan has basically said, you know, yes, we think he's hurt, but I'm going to take this at face value, and that it's Juwan Jennings wants a new contract. That much has appeared on social media. So, but he says he's going to show up. So he does show up. All right. But he still wants more money. Maybe not exactly to be traded, but he wants more money.
All right.
Okay. But you know what? He's there with good faith. And he's going to go through training camp and in the hope that they do right by him. All right, well, now he practices a couple days and he's like, God, my calf is tugging on me a little bit.
All right.
Well, at that point, guess what? Most players are probably going to do what he's doing, which is why would you want him, in theory, to aggravate it right now? Either for him personally, which would be against his self-interest of getting more money, or also it would be against the Niners' self-interest to have him practice if he's hurt.
Well, no, two good questions, but the bottom line, Stani, is I guess I'm just trying to have some to identify what are we really working with. A guy that I get, if he's truly hurt, doesn't want to overexert himself and make it worse and then try to get some chicken. And if the Niners, if it's legit and he's really hurt, I'm sure they're pause for cause in regard to writing a check for a guy. How serious is this calf? But I guess I just want both parties to kind of be on the same page in regard. Hey, Stani's holding in and we're working on his contract. But they is kind of that now with Richard's two cents. I'm like, and Kyle saying you got to go ask him to find out the legitimacy of said injury. I'm kind of just, oh.
Well, it might not be the legitimacy of the injury. Just you got to ask Juwan how he's feeling. You know, whether this is, you know.
Let me ask you this. Would you be practicing, Stani? Let's just say your calf was
at
82%.
No, absolutely not. Not after I've seen the 49ers – business as usual over the last 3 or 4 years. No chance. And especially if I don't think I'm 100%. There's no way I would be practicing.
And I would let them know, you didn't ask me, but throw it back at me, Stani. I would let them know, hey, look, I'm here. I'm not, I want a new deal, and I don't feel comfortable risking anything going out here and practicing.
And the 49ers could say, well, you're not getting a new deal. But That hasn't been their history to give up on or to not pay a guy. But I'm more interested in, you know, we've had a few of these over the years now. The way athletes have handled contract stuff. And I'm just gonna throw a couple out.
Okay.
Because I also want to know with fans, how a guy handles something like this, does that impact how hard you root for him or, you know, what you think of him moving forward. Like, I truly believe that the way Brandon Ayuk handled last year's situation turned off a lot of fans, and now he got hurt, and now I think he's kind of in the doghouse with a lot of fans. A lot of fans are down on Ayuk, and I do think it started with the contract talks. But, you know, you have Jennings who has been very quiet as it relates to his contract situation, other than a report we got secondhand. We got the Jonathan Kuminga situation. Does anybody begrudge the way Jonathan Kuminga is handling his contract situation? Should he be doing something different? Should he have done something different? Can he still change course? And when you find out maybe some of the offers he hasn't taken or what he's thinking, does it impact the way you feel about whether you even want him on the team or not?
Man.
Draymond Green was a free agent. And he drove down to Joe Lacob's house to get a contract. Klay Thompson got a contract offer, didn't like it, and pretty much at that point, I think we can all agree, seemed to write the Warriors off.
Yeah.
And then they moved off from Klay Thompson. So I'm kind of looking at this. This happens every year, particularly in the NFL. Like, is what Juwan Jennings doing any worse or any better or different than what Trent Williams did last year? How do you rank them in terms of what a true team player would do versus what a selfish player would do? I mean, I can't begrudge Juwan Jennings if Trent Williams pulled what he pulled last year, right?
And, yeah, and I'll say this, and I'm being real, Stani, and I'm standing on it. I always thought, just in pro sports, because I'm not a pro ball player, but the bottom line is when a guy or a gal is trying to get their money, you do not judge them. You let them go about it the way they choose to go about it. And I'll just say it here and keep it real. Put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. You and I have contracts. If you called me and said, you know what, I'm trying to get some more money from Odyssey Goo, and the only way I can get their attention is I'm going to miss some shows, I just want to let you know, do you think I would have animosity towards you for you trying to get your chicken? I'm being real here. I'd be like, Stani, I'm going to miss you. Evan and I will hold it down. But damn, if you standing 10 toes down on that, I hope you get that bread, even if I'm without you.
Well, you could
and
say.
And I hope you would feel that way if the shoe were on the other foot.
Well, the real question to me is, if let's say I am the ultimate team player and all I care about is winning, then I wouldn't do that to you. Mm. I would say, you know what? I want more money and I darn it, I need it now.
Yeah.
But my contract's not up for 6 months. So I'm not going to hold out, leave Guru hanging and do it that way. I'm going to work six more months and then I'll, you know, I'll try. I'm not saying that's what I would do, but like, is anybody else with me? This is just par for the course with the NFL and guys having just one more year left on their deal when it's not guaranteed after that.
Yeah,
so
real quick, you're totally right, but I guess I'm just asking, Stani, does this constitute or define drama? That's all. Because last year it did to you, it felt like. And well, it was greater, it was bigger names, but...
It was significantly bigger last year because all three guys were bigger players than Juwan Jennings. And then I throw the Pearsall thing in there, but it's not nothing. Oh. 602, Trent Williams had kids. Okay. I got you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Bay Area fans, do we care how guys handle getting a new contract? We okay with what Juwan Jennings is doing? Kuminga, what Draymond Green did way back in the day? Drive to Lacob's house. What about Brandon Ayuk last year with a hold-in? Does that matter? Does that impact the way you feel about that player? 888-957-9570. A reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That segment also sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.